You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, let's plate this thing, everybody, on a Monday, December 14th into Tuesday, December 15th. It's Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast and Network, your team every day. Matt Derry with you. What's happening, everybody? Lions lose yesterday to the Green Bay Packers. What is the status of Matthew Stafford and those injured ribs moving forward? We will tell you coming up on the show today. And the show is brought to you by Pepsi, made for football watching. This football season will be different. Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. Monday Night Football tonight, Ravens, Browns. That's a good game. That's a good game. Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through tonight's game and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi made for football watching. Busy show today. A lot going on. Stafford status. Rod Wood. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. That, you know, I didn't even mean to say Rod Wood. Rick Smith, former Texans general manager, reportedly on the Lions list to interview. Yes, Rod Wood in the news. I'll explain why, as Dave Burkett wrote about an internal memo that Lions employees received today from Sheila Ford Hamp. And PFF grades, top five offensive, top five defensive players from yesterday's loss to the Green Bay Packers. All of that on the show today. We welcome you in. Follow us on Twitter at Derry, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Lions will play the Tennessee Titans coming up on Sunday, 1 o'clock. It was a Fox game because the Lions are on the road in Tennessee, so CBS would have the game. But now it's going to be a CBS game. Because they move, they're moving games around and all those things. So Lions and Titans are going to be a CBS game coming up on Sunday. They flex some other games around, etc. First and foremost, let's give you the update on Matthew Stafford. Today, Daryl Bevel met with reporters and said Matthew Stafford's rib injury has improved since yesterday, and that they will wait till the end of the week before determining if Stafford will play Sunday against the Titans. Daryl Bevel, as you know, is very positive thinking. Matthew Stafford, as all of us know, wants to play. I see no reason why the Lions quarterback would play the rest of the year. What is the point? This guy has had fractured ribs, broken bones the last two seasons. Now here in year three, yesterday in week 14 with three more games to go, Kenny Clark hit Stafford on a scramble play, knocking Stafford out of the game in the fourth quarter of yesterday's 31-24 loss. And now the Lions sit at 5-8, three games to go. They have a 1% chance of making the playoffs. Daryl Bevel joked today, but you're saying there's a chance. Shut Stafford down. I understand yesterday could be the last time we see him in a Lions uniform. It's possible. To me, it's time for him to move on. It's time for the Lions to blow this thing up and draft their quarterback in the future and start over. But why would you play him in these last three games? Number one, you want to lose these games. What's the point of putting out any Kenny Galladay, Okuda's having surgery, Stafford? Lose these games, finish 5-11. No one cares. There's no shame in that. The Titans are playing for something. The Bucs will be playing for something. And the Vikings might be playing for something in week 17. Good. Lose. I've never been a tank guy. You know me. But my goodness, finish this thing 5-11 and get a high draft pick, because the higher the better, because you're going to need Zach Wilson from BYU. And I got news for you. There's a lot of teams out there going to be drafting quarterbacks. So, to me, I see no reason why Matthew Stafford should be playing. You don't want to risk injuring him worse. You may be trading him this summer or this winter or spring. So, let him be as healthy as possible and shut him down. I get it. He wants to play. He's loyal to the team. He always plays. Tip your cap. The guy is tough. Came out of the locker room twice yesterday trying to play. But to me, I'd shut him down and I'd be done with it. And I know the next general manager is going to come in and have his plan. The next head coach is going to come in and have his plan with Stafford, without Stafford, whatever it is. But let's keep him as healthy as possible to either dangle him in a trade. There's going to be a lot of teams that want him. Or you have him for next year healthy to start the season. This guy's taken a beating the last 3 years. No one's going to deny his toughness. No one. But boy, you want him to be healthy. If you trade him, there are tons of teams going to line up for Matthew Stafford this offseason. There's new teams that popped into my head today. The New Orleans Saints, didn't think about it. You don't think they wouldn't want him? San Francisco. I mean, the list goes on and on. Dallas, list goes on and on. Indy, list goes on and on. Contenders looking for a QB. Let's keep him upright. But according to Daryl Bevel, he's going to try to practice this week. He's doing better today. X-rays came back negative, so nothing's broken. But he's sore. So we'll see where that goes. But don't credit or don't question the toughness. No one ever has. But I'm at the point now where I'm ready to see something new under center. I get the loyalty thing. I love the fact that Stafford wants to be here. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he and Kelly sit down at the end of the season and say, you know what? I'm going to lob a phone call to Mrs. Fordham. It's time to get us out of here. They got a house in California. They got a house in Georgia. They'd move. You know, Kelly has voiced her displeasure many times with the NFL and other things. I don't know what she's thinking. I don't know what he's thinking. We know how much he loves this franchise and organization and has been loyal. And we know the Fords love him, adore him. Maybe they don't want to get rid of him. But it might be time. I mean, my goodness, how many more poundings can this guy take in this uniform? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. All right, internal memo that the Free Press and Dave Burkett got their hands on today from Sheila Ford Hamp. I'm going to read you some of the things that she said and react to it. We're going to do that coming up next. Locked On Lions today brought to you by 1010. Now, you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, they're gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring is iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you are looking to make 2021 plans or looking for a unique and meaningful way to celebrate Valentine's Day, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches January 18th. You can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. Our Locked On Lions on a Monday, give credit to Dave Burkett, Freep.com, Free Press beat writer. He got his hands on a memo sent out today by Lions owner Sheila Ford Hamp, SFH, that she sent out today to employees saying she's pleased with how the Lions have responded to the recent organizational changes, but still is a long way from making new hires. Quote from the memo, "This staffing change brings lots of work with it. Rod and I and our advisors take this very seriously. We are already deeply into researching top candidates for head coach and general manager, and, as the recent internal memo stated, have already interviewed several in-house candidates for the GM job. This process will play out over the next 6 weeks or so, with the result being a well-vetted and proven head coach GM team that can finally take the Lions where we all so earnestly wish to go." to the top. End quote. Okay, number one. Proven head coach GM team. What does that mean, proven? Does that mean that my guy Lewis Riddick doesn't count? Does that mean Robert Saleh doesn't count? He's not a proven head coach. The Lions interviewed three in-house candidates last week, none of which are proven. Kyle O'Brien, Lance Newmark, and Rob Lohman. And reports today say that Houston Texans former GM Rick Smith, the man who drafted Deshaun Watson, also will get an interview next week. All right. Rick Smith won four division titles in Houston when he was the general manager. So what does that mean, proven? I don't know. I find that to be a little interesting. Burkett writes, quote, Hamp in her memo said she hoped football and non-football operations would work as one under the next regime and praised the team's recent play on the field. While previous experience is not a prerequisite for either job, Hamp's memo makes clear the Lions' preference to hire a seasoned hand for at least one of the positions. So could they hire Robert Saleh as coach, but hire a guy like Rick Smith, who has done the GM job before? Okay, fine. One of the two. Again, I don't think Sheila and Rod know what the hell they're doing. So this memo is a little bit weird and a little bit unclear. But how about that? Hamp in her memo said she hoped football and non-football operations would work as one under the next regime. Rod Wood. That reeks of Rod Wood, doesn't it? Football and non-football operations would work as one under the next regime. So basically, that's Rod Wood telling Sheila, put that in this memo, because I want to be around the football operations. Because the last time I was, I used to get kicked out of Bob's office. I used to get kicked out of Matt's office. It was siloed. Can I be in the room now? Can I help make some football decisions? Golly gee, Rod. Football, non-football operations are going to work as one. What does that mean? None of you give a shit about non-football operations. What you care about is winning. What you care about is football operations. What does that mean? Who cares? God, is that so annoying. Rod wants to be in the room. Cool. Let the accountant sit in the room. Ugh. Football and non-football operations would work as one under the next regime. God, what a waste. So the next GM has to have this other guy in the room? Does anybody know in Kansas City if the non-football operations people are in the room with Andy Reid and that general manager? Whatever. All right, the memo continues. Quote, it was clear that Coach Patricia's system was not working for the Detroit Lions. We have important football games left this season, and we are confident that Coach Bevel and the team are connecting in a very positive way. As we were leaving the Bears stadium after last week's win, we heard thunderous applause and laughter flowing out of the Lions locker room, something we have not heard for a long time. And even after a hard-fought loss to the Packers yesterday, it was evident the team played with heart and never gave up. End quote from Sheila Ford Hamp. All right. That's nice. Yes, it's good. Team never gave up, played hard. Coach Bevel and the team are connecting in a very positive way. Blow it up, Sheila. Blow it up. We need new people in here. We need a new vision. Okay? I don't care if Daryl Bevel's doing well right now. Yes, it's nice. Yes, it gives some positivity and some hope. But in the grand scheme of things, if the new GM comes in and it's Rick Smith or it's whomever, and he comes in and says, you out. I got my own people and they're better and it's going to work. And we're not going to sit here watching the Green Bay Packers come into our house and win the division for 2 years in a row when this team hasn't won the division since the 90s. The 90s. That was a long time ago. Early 90s, right? My God. So I like Sheila's enthusiasm. It's fine. And I like that she's communicating with her people. That's good. But who cares about connecting the front office and football and non-football? Who cares? Give me football people. Good ones that know talent. We all watched the game yesterday. There's not enough talent on the field. Wait till I tell you the Pro Football Focus grades for the linebackers yesterday. I'm giving you a bonus track when we come back. First, Built Go. Who's looking for some energy during the day? I got oodles of energy right now. All right, if you hit your wall, whether it's mental, emotional, physical wall, whatever it is, break through it with Built Go every day. Built Go is a better and healthier replacement for your energy drink. But the energy is not fake. It's lasting and natural. I've eaten or sucked down this Built Go gel. It's great. It tastes good. All right, these easy to take 1.5 ounce packages. Built Go makes you the best you at whatever you do. You can put it in your briefcase, your back pocket, whatever it is, it works. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. All right, need a little boost during the day? Suck this stuff down. It's this gel, it's great. All right, it's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. Three delicious flavors: chocolate coconut, chocolate mint, and my personal favorite, peanut butter honey. How do you get it? Simple. Visit BuiltGo.com. Use the promo code LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D, for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. BuiltGo, let's go. Lions and Titans coming up on Sunday. Tennessee looking to win the AFC South. They're tied with the Colts right now. Lions playing out the string at 5-8. Pro Football Focus. Every Monday we give you the PFF grades, top five offensive players, and the top five defensive players. Today I'm giving you a bonus track. I'm going to give you some grades of some players that crapped the bed yesterday. And I got news for you. Many of them are linebackers. As far as the Lions yesterday and their loss to the Packers, Matthew Stafford had the top Pro Football Focus grade for the team, 89.6. Second was Taylor Decker, who's had a really good year, 86.8. Third, Frank Ragnow, 77.7. Danny Amendola, 75.5. TJ Hockenson, and again, this is if you've played more than 20 snaps. TJ Hockenson, 67.7. All right, those are your top five offensive players. On defense, Daryl Roberts, top Lion defender, 74.8. Jamie Collins, second, 73.6. Mike Ford, 72.5. Jayron Kearse came in at a 70.8. And Nick Williams in 40 snaps, 61.6. If you scroll down on my PFF premium account, the lowest graded Lion yesterday was John Penasini at a 32.3, but not close, not far behind. Four of the next five worst Lions graded players were linebackers. What does that tell you about this icky linebacking core? Jared Davis, 36.6. Jelani Tavai, 38.1. Christian Jones, 43. Reggie Ragland, 45.2. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. So the Lions, of their linebackers, had one, two, three, four of their bottom six players defensively were linebackers. That's brutal. That unit is just hideous. You watch the film and you see Tavai and you see Jared Davis and Christian Jones to an extent. Ragland is just, he's okay. It's not a good unit. And you've got to have guys at that second level that make plays. You know, I was texting with my buddy Al today, and he's like, how many guys did Bob Quinn draft on defense that are playmakers over all of the years? Draft. Okuda's out for the year. He didn't make any plays. Oruarie, Jared Davis. I mean, the list goes on and on of draft picks. Tavai, Will Harris, Tracy Walker. Tease Tabor was a draft. I mean, these guys, there's no playmakers. Tracy Walker is not a playmaker. There's zero. Man, it's just so depressing. All right, Locked On Lions for this Monday is in the books. Don't forget, join us on Thursday for the Locked On crossover. We'll sprinkle in some other guests throughout the week. We'll keep you updated on the Matthew Stafford status as well. Have a great Monday night, everybody.